Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the final post-race press conference of the 2025-26 AMA FIM North America Arena Cross Championship presented by Kicker Performance Audio. We are with the 2025-26 AX Pro Champion, Ryan Breese. Ryan, do you want me to say it again? How good does that sound? The AX Pro Champion, you got it done.
Yeah, it was good. You know, it was a long, thoughtful season. It definitely took some strategy for the whole team and myself, and yeah, it just feels really good to get this thing done.
Now, if anybody knows anything about racing, it's so much more than physical. It's so much more than just on race day. It's an emotional up and down roller coaster every round, and this has been years in the making. We're still fresh. You've been holding that thing nonstop for the last few minutes, but has it really set in the journey that you've been on to chase after this AX Pro title? You came in a few years ago. A lot of people knew who you were, and immediately you started showing that you were a threat for this title, and you've come so close multiple years now. And this year, not only did you get the job done, you held the red plate the entire season. Has it really sank in what you've accomplished?
You know, I cracked open a little water. This last main event, just and with my mechanic Caden, and we just sat there and we kind of were just like, you know what, dude? I also ate my favorite protein bar, the barbell, caramel. I think it was caramel cookies and cream. I don't know, whatever it was, but we just kind of sat there, man. And we were just like, you know, we could have wrapped this up last weekend. We had a little mishap that had happened, and it was just like, dude, all the work that we put in, and we finally just. We knocked the doors off, you know what I mean? We opened up the can of worms that we needed to do, and with the team, the whole MCR crew, that pretty much just, they made sure that I was trying to be the man that I needed to be and to steal the number one plate, right? And it was just like, it was a surreal feeling. And I think it did sit in pretty good, where it was just like, man, all the hard work, you know, throughout the World Supercross, and then just fighting through. Not every time that we would win, but still throughout the week, TA still busting our butt, and we're still just working our butts off, and it just feels good for the whole team, you know. And they definitely put everything that they can into us, and it feels good for doing it for them, and then also you got to think like you want to do it for yourself as well. So it just, man, it means a lot, I'll tell you that, right? So, yeah, I got to swallow a little bit of words this last main event when we were just watching and get to see my teammate there win and go 1-1. That was pretty cool. And the whole team, you know, they bust their butts, and it feels good to pay it off to them.
Well, and you've talked about your growth as a rider, as a man, and as a team member as well. You've stepped into kind of a leadership role with that MCR crew. And is it cool to look back and see the changes, not only with the teams, with the machines, but with yourself as well? You've really kind of carried yourself a bit higher as maybe to some of your competitors throughout the rest of the field. You don't like to dip into the drama too much, and you're all business on race day, and the business has paid off.
Yeah. You know, last year we had this kind of little thought of like, I had tore my ACL and trying to do the restructure and trying to figure out how we're going to race the rest of the rounds and figure that stuff out. And, you know, TA was kind of whispering in the back of my ear, like, hey, your time's going to come, you know, your time's going to come. And I believe in him. And I think that's why my mentality just switches. Right. And I believe in the team. I believe in MCR and how hard they work. And it's a whole team effort. And that's what I really like about the atmosphere there is I can be there. I can still have fun on my dirt bike and still be competitive. And that's probably the most joy that it brings to me. And the whole structure, really, man. I wish to continue. I really do. And whatever happens, happens. We're on a yearly deal, and I'm excited to see what happens for the next few years. But definitely, man, I want to keep the momentum going. And it's cherishable. You know, it's all the memories and all the moments and the funs and the laughs. And I feel like I bring a little bit more of the laughing type of the mojo to it. But also, man, when I get to the races, I'm pretty serious. You know, I don't really care about the social media crap. I don't really care about like the off scrush and bull crap, but I also like, I take my job pretty serious, and it pays off, man. Holding that number one plate, you got a little bittersweet feeling in that thing. And I just got to give a huge shout out to my parents for raising me right and all the people who are in my corner.
Now, we saw you in that main event kind of looking around. It looked like you were maybe communicating with the team, doing a great job of managing this championship. Like you said, not the result you were hoping for out there in Reno. We knew you were a little banged up coming into this round, but once again, the family, the team came together. you get things wrapped up, you take that checkered flag, and you get told you get it done. What's kind of the raw emotions with your mechanic? What's TA telling you? What was kind of some of those first words that were brought to you as a champion?
You know, I think it was probably about the eighth lap when I seen the halfway lap. I looked my mechanic dead in the eye. I literally did, and I was kind of, it was more like the, do I go or do I just chill? You know, and at that moment, you know, I'm kind of restricted right now, right? I had a big fall. I was trying to catch up on just everything, right? My body, it only recovers 4 days that fast, and at the same point, we can only kind of manage what we can do there. And when I had seen, you know, just make one pass or let him go, and it was just managing the race, and I think we did really, really, really well at that. And I got to give a huge props to TA for doing that. You know, it's all the radio work that he does right down to the mechanic, and then the mechanic's writing on the pit board to make sure that I'm dialed in. So the knowledge is there, and it was pretty cool, like just the structure from last year, trying to kind of just grasp on the whole the quick speed on how things work and how it all kind of dilates. You know, I haven't been on a team structure that's been dialed like this, right? So it just feels good as a person, and then also, it's like a family atmosphere, you know, like when we get done, we enjoy the moments, we have some fun, and you obviously can tell that we take it pretty serious too when we're trying to go racing.
Now, we've talked about the maturity and taking the higher road throughout the season. You've had some more than a few opportunities to maybe not do that. Now that we've got the championship wrapped up, is there any words for any members of your competitors, specifically maybe the number 16, that we'd like to say?
No, it was a fun year. It really was, you know, and I hope, like, I just really do hope, like, all the kids that I do train during the weeks and leading up to that, man, just be the bigger man, you know what I mean? Just go out there and do your job, and everything will happen, you know, right? The universe works in its ways, and as long as you're doing your work, everything will pay off. So I had a fun time this season. It was enjoyable, and you know, the whatever it was, it, like smack talking or whatever it was, you just got to take that like a grain of salt and just keep on driving, right? Just keep on grinding your gears, keep on going to work. All you kids, right, if you guys have something silly going on, just make sure you guys focus on yourself and just stick to yourself.
Now, watching from Reno last week, there were some antics. I mean, some things that I think a lot of people were maybe throwing their hands up about. Is that Ryan Brees that's just got that calm, cool nature? Is that the team coming around you saying not let it get under your skin? Because, I mean, I feel like anybody that's been out on anything close to that, it's very hard to not let that get under your skin and maybe let emotions get the best of you.
I mean, maybe 10 years ago I would have been like a little like, oh, man, that's messed up. But now as a Ryan Brees, the guy who he is, I just enjoy racing my dirt bike, and that's like the funnest part to me, you know what I mean? And having the team surroundings there, and I got to give a shout out to my parents too, man. My mom and dad, they put a whole lot of effort in, and the crew that's around me, right? Like, I've got a farmer, Seth, he's always hooking me up and sending me the best things that he possibly can. And Terry, your jet management, all these guys, right? I've got a small group around me that really kind of emphasize on what I need to do and bring to the table. And I think that's super important to yourself. And just make you be you. You know, forget about like kind of the outside atmosphere crap. It just, you really just got to make sure you focus on yourself and you know, all the things will fit in the right puzzle and you'll turn yourself in the best you can be.
And the positivity, I think, kind of just bleeds through in the way you carry yourself. Obviously, coming off a really tough weekend at Reno, now that things are wrapped up, now that you are the champion, maybe you'll be able to shed a little more light as to the mindset in that incident. Was there even a split second where, you know, man, this could have all been for nothing? We talk about how quickly things can change in arena cross. It was, you know, a serious get off, and those things do happen in racing. How was it? Was the mental turnaround right there? Was there ever a shred of doubt? Kind of take us through that moment and the build up to this week, because everybody knows how tough it is to come back from a situation like that.
Yeah, good point there, because, you know, when you're kind of just laying there, you're kind of flinched up, and I was trying to take my breath. I was freaking laying there like, holy crap, man, this kind of slipped away, you know what I mean? And at the same time, you know, you only know yourself, right? And you believe you're a badass, and that kind of turned my mind right there, right? And I knew how many races I've won. I knew that this red plate was mine from the get-go. So Man, I got to get a huge shout out to myself for believing in myself. You know what I mean? The Snoop Dogg always says, you got to believe in yourself, right? So that was huge for me. And then also, right, I've got a team behind me. And they're always making sure that I'm staying up on par to the things that I need to do. My trainer, Carrie, she's really been on me too. So big shout out to her and Grindstone, who's been working their butt off. And I've got a little group, like I've mentioned, and they make sure they stick in right behind me and making sure that I can be the best that I possibly can be. You know, it's a whole team deal. The whole MCR crew have been working their butts off too. And even, you know, my team owner, Mike Genova, he really making sure that he's doing the best that he possibly can do to dial me in, and it comes with Tony Alessi as well. So both of them, man, I'm extremely grateful, and definitely want to make sure that I give the power to them, because, you know, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here, you know. And I just get to enjoy my freaking dirt bike. That's what I love to do, and I hope to continue this thing. Ride red, baby, ride red.
Well, Ryan, you keep enjoy riding. We'll keep enjoying watching. Congratulations to you, your team, your family, and an incredible 25-26 season. Once again, Ryan Brees, your AX Pro champion.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, here we are with third place this evening out of your AX Pro class, Jeremy Fapani. Jeremy, congratulations. Once again, we see you climbing the ladder, climbing the ranks of Arena Cross. Every time it seems like you're out on track, you're building, whether it's the positions or just whether the way you look out on track, the growth throughout this season has been evident. Final race of the year, kind of final thoughts on the season. How are we feeling right now?
Yeah, stoked to be able to get third overall on the last night of the series. So, stoked to get that milestone. But, just solid growth and confidence throughout the season. And, just had a really good progression and really stoked on how the series finished up.
Now, you've had a good group around you consistently building throughout the season. What kind of can you attribute it to? We've heard in the beginning of the season, I heard a lot about the speed is there, is maybe the confidence needed to get used to it, or maybe even just the style of racing in arena cross. Can you kind of pinpoint that growth? Or are there anything specific that you feel like you've built on throughout the season?
Yeah, so my speed on the practice track has been pretty similar, you know, from the start of the season to today, but it's just bringing it on race night, which has made the biggest difference for sure. And I think it's just getting a lot of racing time between SMX Next Class and then the Arena Cross. And just, getting a lot of racing in has helped me be more comfortable on race night. Maybe some bike changes as well help me stay looser at night. So it's been a huge plus.
Now, you've talked about the series and the results building throughout, but it's 150% every time you're out there on track. We see how much you put into it. What do these results in this series mean to you? Has this been, you know, like an accomplishment that you're going to look back on and say, wow, we really had a lot of growth and an incredible year? How much does this mean to truly cap things off with a podium finish?
Yeah, it definitely means a lot to, start the season scrapping it, that 6th, 7th spot, and having some maybe some things fall into my hand tonight with some riders going down in front of me, but still at the end of the day it was still top three overall. So definitely a big deal to top three on a 250 for me. So it was fun battling these boys on 450s on the 250 and making it happen.
Well, congratulations not only on an incredible result tonight, but an incredible 25-26 season.
Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Jeremy Fapani, third place overall. Now we are going to bring up your winner here from Guthrie, Oklahoma. Getting the job done with a 1-1 finish, the MCR Honda, number 98 of Austin Politelli. Austin, congratulations. What a way to close out a season. Kind of thoughts on the year as a whole and on your racing here tonight?
It was good. I mean, other than the opener with that crash kind of just set me back for the whole season. But that's how it goes. My teammate was consistent, and he got it done. And all I can do is work harder and be back next year and hopefully win the championship.
Now, you're another rider that we know has the speed. Felt like the fitness maybe took a couple of steps forward here this season, the consistency. And then it seemed like really about maybe halfway through the season or so, the comfort started to really show on the machine as well. Do you feel like there's been some solid growth where looking forward, you even feel maybe there's a little more of Austin Politelli that we could see at the front of the field?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was all new program for me, and everything was great. I loved everything. Something I haven't had in a long time. I know I've said that over and over, but it was good just having a program, a mechanic, Tony with a program every week, riding with Ryan. Definitely hated it some weeks, but I think we were 1-2 pretty much the whole season, so it paid off. And you could always be better, though. And I think just maybe a little bit more consistent, eliminate some of the crashes and be a little tighter in the points next year.
No, we did see it our last round, you in excruciating pain. We've talked about, we know how tough you guys are, and anytime you show any pain at all, it's got to be pretty severe. But sounds like we had some back issues. Maybe touch a little bit more on that, the healing process throughout the week, and then to not only be able to show up and race this weekend, but to be able to go out and basically dominate.
Yeah, I got an MRI on Monday, which was cool. Dr. Alexander got me in right away. And yeah, I just have a couple of herniated discs. Never done that before, but pretty painful. It's weird. Didn't crash. Didn't really even get swirly. Just went to stand up and feel like someone put a screwdriver in my back. So weird. Kind of a bummer. Last weekend was in the lead, and then had that happen. But it's racing, you know. Things happen. Could always be worse. Could have crashed. And just decided to pull it in on that one to be safe. Didn't want to get hurt worse, but is what it is. Just get it figured out, work harder for next year, and I'm stoked with everything. It was awesome. No complaints at all.
No, were we feeling the back at all here tonight? Because if you could, it was hard to tell from out there on the floor.
Yeah, that second one for sure. Kind of more my hips and my legs were just tight. Not a lot of power coming out of those for sure, but was able to get it done. And then I was a little late to the gate and kind of got my gate pick taken, which pissed me off. So it fired me up for that second main, which was good. But yeah, definitely feeling it with my back, but rest tomorrow, we're done.
Hey, that's what it's all about. Well, Austin, congratulations on an incredible season, and close things off with a 1-1 finish.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Tony, and the whole Moto Concepts crew. Stoked with everything.
Well, that is going to do it. The final post-race press conference of the 2025-26 season for the AMA FIM North America Arena Cross Championship, presented by Kicker Performance Audio, from all of us here at Arena Cross. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next year right here at Arena Cross.